Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Pappas. We're in Bel Air, not in Cockeysville. Although I did see Justin here earlier, not in Parkville, not in Glen Burnie anymore. And just to prove we're at Pappas, I have the legitimate Pappas crab cake here. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I got instant lottery scratch-offs. Everybody in the bar has been getting them. We've had winners here. Had angry losers mad at me for giving them losing tickets. Our friends at Chesapeake Feline Association, and of course, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Special this month. Buy two, get two free, 5 years, 0% financing. You know, I put the crab cake tour together, and I figured I'd have conversations in all sorts of places, but one thing I didn't really bank on, a couple things. I thought I'd be sponsored by Old Bay and Guinness, and I'm not. Neither one. Guinness can't even keep it together. But I have these great sponsors, but I knew of these legendary crab cake places that would make for great homes for these conversations. It used to be my Raven show, right? And I started doing a show up at Pappas Cockeysville about a year and a half ago, and they signed an annual deal for us this year. And part of the crab cake tour, moving it around, is you now have four locations. And I had never really thought about new places opening up and going to places that didn't even exist 3 years ago. This was eating good in the neighborhood. Looks a little like an Applebee's, maybe like it used to be. Tim Miller is here from the Pappas family. I think you've been avoiding me. Everybody else from the Pappas group, Steve, everybody's been on except you.
Right.
But
right.
You were like, I'm getting Bel Air open.
I try to stay in the shadows.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
In the shadows with your gear here. This is a barn raising, right? Like, have you been a part of opening locations before?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Cockeysville was a big part of that one. So, you know, not to the extent of this one for sure.
You know, you're back from Parkville, though. You're a Parkville legitimate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
How long have you been doing this?
Almost 15 years now for with Pappas.
Okay.
You know, I mean, too many years for overall.
But you opened other places prior to this, so this is not your first rodeo in any way.
Right.
Give everybody soup to nuts, because I've had the whole spectrum, dude. I was here opening day, and you're like, we're too busy, and put me in the corner, and the corner's been great, except when people were trying to walk in. You just hung your sign 4 hours ago. I pulled up, and I couldn't park out in front.
Right, right.
And I've had the whole gamut from people saying, I've been there five times. Mickey said he's been here five times.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Barry Glassman who said I was here last week. And then my buddy Ken said, I didn't even know there was one in Bel Air. And then I had a guy who ordered carry out here, who was a listener of mine, who said, I knew you were here today. I wanted to come by. I haven't been here yet. I guess the word gets out a little bit, but you've been mobbed, dude. I don't know that you can take any more people.
It's a good problem to have, yeah. It's something that when we did open up, we wanted to kind of like, you know, we'll just open doors up, see what happens, ease our way in. And, you know, the community's been great, and unfortunately they didn't let it go that way for us. They just came in droves, and, you know, we learned on the fly.
Well, it's a lot of pressure, man, because, like, when you first open, especially a place like Bel Air, everybody's coming out. It's the new show in town, new kid on the block.
Right.
And it's hard to staff a place in high tide. Any Saturday night in any restaurant's tough, right?
Right.
Just
sure.
In general.
Yep.
But the first Saturday night in the first restaurant, in the first way, when the demand and the supply are limited, in your case, right?
Yeah, to a degree.
Yeah, bring an all-star team up here from Glen Burnie, Parkville, and Cockeysville, right?
We brought some of the rock stars for sure. You know, that's where you got to start. You know, you get your kitchen in line, you get your main crew. And everything kind of trickles down, man. They work, they run the show, and you know, we're all hands on deck, and everybody follows in line and steps up.
All your places are different from a layout, right? Like, I've been going to Parkville since I was a little boy. Second floor, room, this, that, the bar when you first came in.
Right.
Been remodeled. Cockeysville had these elements, and then that beautiful back room where I do the show all the time, and it's a big, giant room. This was an Applebee's, right? Like,
this,
I mean, there's no hiding from that. I mean, my friends at State Fair, it was a Friendly's. It's what it was,
you know what I mean?
But then you try to make it yours, and I guess in the first couple of weeks, again, you just put the sign on the... I watched them literally screwing the sign in.
Right,
that's
not the natural plan or the transition that you want to do. You want to have a sign first, but it just is what it is at that point. But yeah, we were given a square. It's a square building, so do what you want with it and make it work for you, and we tried to build it out to fit our concept and work as efficiently as possible, and you know, we had a good designer on the team that made it look pretty.
What is a pappas? What, for anybody that hadn't been, and they only know about Oprah pimping out the crab cakes, as always, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
Because I think it's evolved to some degree in the same way that all of my businesses that I do business with evolve. I was at Costas last week. They were selling lottery tickets in 1973, selling whiskey out of a flat. You know, everybody's got to, and then it evolves into crabs and crab cakes. You guys have done crab cakes forever, and Oprah, and extending restaurants to a place like... Most people in Bel Air know what you are. They just had to drive an hour to get to you.
Right, right.
Literally, right?
Yeah, it's building that sphere of influence and gradually building out. You know, Oprah was great for our brand. You know, we are known for the crab cakes. There's no doubt about that.
I'm going to have a bite. You don't mind, do I?
Ah, absolutely.
All right. You talk. The more you talk, the better I can eat.
But, you know, the crab cakes is what built us. But, you know, there's a lot of good crab cakes around there. You know, I think we're the best. But, you know, there's argument. And there's a lot of good crab cakes. We're happy with that. But to be honest, like, it's more about the people that are working here and the community involvement. It's a lot of other good food on the menu. You know, it's a lot of good people
That's
here.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Coachella says to me, forget the crab cakes. Get the lamb chops. The lamb chops are on there. Best lamb chops in the world. And I'm like,
right.
Okay. You know, I had a Greek salad here that was phenomenal. I took one home from Cockeysville a couple weeks ago. And... but I want to try more things on the menu, but I'm snookered into that. You get what you get, right?
Yeah, it's understandable.
What Everybody's makes your crab time. Cake great in your mind?
Consistency.
Okay.
I mean, no matter when, even during the COVID times when we had those price hikes and stuff like that, we weren't switching out quality, you know, for the price. You know, we stuck with it and then bit the bullet. The recipe hasn't changed. You know, it's going to be the same. It's never going to change. You know, Mr. Mark made that, and that's
it's
what
creamy.
It's going to be.
I call your crab cake... sort of the middle area of crab cakes in that it's not really heavily Old Bay and it's not overly creamy. It's a balance cake, as well
sure.
I would say. And the East Side crab cakes are all very Old Bay forward. I'm an East Side guy.
Right.
I tell the same story about my mother, but we grew up poor. We had claw meat, and the way she could make it taste crabby is to take the seasoning and stick it in the meat, and that makes it salty.
Right. Yeah.
And then you have these Ocean City crab cakes that are these delicate balance and the mayonnaise and the creaminess. And it's not Old Bay-ish at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet. It's like a sweet, it's crab forward in the East. So for me, you know, there's a balance in what you guys do that makes people love your crab cake. Because it's not overly Old Bay and it's not overly creamy. So that's what I would say about your crab cake.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that.
And I'd fry the hell out of it because I'm a fry guy, you know. But you guys broil them here, right?
Of course.
You'll fry them up or you won't fry them?
We will, if that's what people want. You know, you'll get one in every 100 or so that I want them fried.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
maybe.
The problem is I grew up that way, and I like that crunchy crunch. And I do like when there's a little party on the bottom. So, like, a lot of times the crispy bottom and the broiled top, that's perfect for me.
You get your texture. I can see that.
If I would have special ordered, if I would have come in for dinner, I would have said, make it a little well done.
Mm-hmm.
Just cook it a little more. Give me a little more crisp on the outside. I've learned to really like broil, but what I like is the crispiness. I don't like the fried. I don't like the oil.
Right.
I like the crispy.
Mm-hmm.
So make it crispy. Yeah. This has got a beautiful crispy top on it. Are you tartar or are you... You're Dundalk, right?
I'm Dundalk, yeah. Yeah, I'm
so you do like a saltier... That would be your palate if you grew up that way.
Well, our palates all grow with us, you know? Yeah, I can't be all salty. Everything's got to evolve a little bit. But I'm definitely tartar if I'm leaning one way or another. But, you know, with our crab cakes, I'm usually nothing. Just eat the crab cake.
That's the truth, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm stealing a little bit of cocktail because I'm in the mood for it right now and you brought it. But I wouldn't have asked for it.
Right, right.
Right. I mean, I just would eat
it. Yeah, if you're in a restaurant eating a steak, you're never going to ask for A1. But, you know, you'll try
it. If I put A1 in your steak, I'm insulting your steak.
Yeah, no, that's why you would never ask for it.
But if I put cocktail on your crab cake, it just means I like cocktail. It means I grew up in Dundalk. Where in Dundalk did you grow up?
I was over there by Hollery Middle. You know, pretty much
Daleville?
My whole life growing up. Yeah, right off Daleville. Right
really?
Behind the old Mars. Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
Dundalk.
What year?
97.
Oh, you're a lot younger than me. That's why I don't know you.
I
like
appreciate
that.
You saying that. Thank you.
All right. You're a lot younger than me. Comes down to it.
I'll take that. That's good.
Well, I would say this to you.
My hairline's
honestly.
Not younger than you, but I'll.
Your Dundalkness and where you grew up specifically, getting a crab cake, and I say this in Dundalk to people all the time. I thought everybody in the world had crabs, that they had them everywhere, because everywhere I went, they had crabs
Absolutely.
And crab cakes. And I'm from Colgate. So we had, let's go. You're a little younger than me. Ruggiero's, Crab Net, Jimmy's, We had House of Neptune. We had Costas. We had, I'm just scratching it. Oh, Ross's Crab House, where I got most of my crabs when I was a kid. So, like, I'm just naming the ones I can name off the top of my head. Like, in our neighborhood, Corral Inn,
my first job was steaming crabs at the Corral Inn.
That's Corral Inn.
16, yeah.
So it took me a minute to name that.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to pop up.
Well, you know, Gina Schock grew up a block away from the Corral Inn. Gina Schock from the Go-Go's. Awesome. Be seeing her. She grew up on 48, 47, 46, and Fate. Dundalk, man.
There you go, man.
The crab cakes go with you the rest of your life, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, they're open here in Bel Air. Tim Miller's been my friend a long time, Dundalk guy. Cockeysville, Parkville, Glen Burnie. I'm going to get to Glen. I haven't been in the Glen Burnie location. So I know where it is, buy it a million times, but I'm going to do a show down there very soon. We've been to Cockeysville. I'm going to get back to Parkville. But I'm so happy that it wasn't totally mobbed here. Even though I walked in, Odell Beckham Jr. is doing his press conference when I walk in. I got hecklers here asking me why I'm not at the press conference. I told them, ask them why I'm not at the press conference. The Orioles are here. Did they win? It was 7-7. Did they win or lose?
I didn't get to see it.
Somebody's gotta missed work. The end of the game. Hold on. This will define whether I'm a good guest for you or not, because the Orioles lost today. You're never going to have me back again. I know how that works. I'm bad luck. Wi-Fi, man. What's the Wi-Fi in Hazard County? Where's Glassman?
We're in a dead zone.
He's not running the place anymore. I don't want to talk to him.
He's probably got the inside scoop still.
Orioles win 8-7.
There you go.
I'm invited back. I'm good luck up here in Bel Air. Why here? Just last thing. I mean, people would say, hey, why'd they come up here? And when did this vision happen?
Bel Air in general or just? I mean, Bel Air overall, it was a natural transition. We had a large, coming from Cockeysville, we had a lot of our clientele was coming from this area.
Was this considered before the plague or have you been looking at it a long time?
Yeah. We were close with a couple other places before the plague. We were looking for the bigger model, kind of based off of Cockeysville. But then during the whole COVID thing, the one thing we really couldn't overcome was the employee shortage.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if we just scale things down.
Small, you'll be crowded,
We can manage with the staff.
And you can carry out right around the corner here, right?
Exactly. We kind of built it out to be able to pump out the volume that we need. You know, once we get our outside area going here a little bit, expand a little bit, we're going to be rocking and rolling.
I could take this home, but it's going to taste better in the bar.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't be taking it.
I didn't get a beer here today. I really made a mistake. This lunchtime thing. yeah. Well, thank you. I will be back soon. Yep. I've been pimping Paps a long time. They're so good to us, and we appreciate all of our crab cake places. And the Maryland Crab Cake Tour has been totally non-denominational about great conversation. Today, we promoted our friends at the Chesapeake Feline Association. Karen, who's also from Dundalk, by the way.
Beautiful.
Fort Hollabird. She's talking cats with us. We also talked to our friends here in the Barry Studio here. Mm-hmm. Natalie came by, and we're going to be doing the show over at the local at some point in May as well. And we have Barry Glassman and Mickey Coachella. I gave a shout-out on Monday. I lost a guest here today. I thought I was going to have a guest I didn't have. I gave a shout-out. It turns out Mickey lives right around the corner, so he came and brought his unique brand of comedy. I said, man, I met family when he came in here, and I said, man, people come in here and see Mickey and I sitting in the middle of the bar. Might be bad for the neighborhood here. You might be looking for Applebee's again before it's all over with.
Right.
Come on up. It's Pappas. We have these delicious, beautiful crab cakes. Oprah says they're good, so you know they're good. I say they're good, so you can be assured that they're good. And I'm going to eat this one on the fly and on the way home. Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation are bringing us out on the road. On the 27th, we'll be at Captain Larry's downtown in Federal Hill. And on the 28th, back at Fadley's at the Mothership, doing the morning version at the Old Market. I think it's going to be our last time at the Old Lexington Market on the 28th of April. There'll be draft picks on the 27th, draft picks on the 28th. Lamar going to be a Raven or what? What do you think?
Yeah, he'll be a Raven. What else is he going to do? He's not going anywhere.
32
else.
Million reasons to be a Raven. That's all I'd say. By the time we get to Fadley's on the 28th, it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing shakes out. I'm Nestor. We're WNST. Big thanks to our friends at Pappas and Bel Air. Make sure you get up here to the Greenbrier Shopping Center. I've been to the shopping center many times because I'm kind of partial to the Philly pretzels.
They're pretty good. Yeah, you can't beat those.
Yeah, when you're in the neighborhood, you get those too. All right, same neighborhood. Coming up here, get some crab cakes, and you can order online as well. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, on behalf of Tim and our friends up here at Pappas, signing off from Bel Air. I just like saying that for Coach Buss.